Praise the Lord. God bless you, beloved. This is Bishop Berrien. This is the last time I'm emailing you concerning this powerful stone that I brought back from the mountains of Ghana. I want you to delete this email after you finish following all of my instructions. The devil does not want you to have this victory. He does not want you to be victorious in your life. He's thrown stones. He's thrown rocks. There's been giants. Like Jacob was running from his brother Esau, he had an encounter with angels. And he fought for victory. And the same stone that he used for a pillow, he made a covenant with God. Don't miss your moment. I want you to listen to this testimony in just a moment from a dear sister who got a stone in her hands, who was battling, who was struggling, was wrestling and fighting, an attack after attack after attack, to the point that it affected her voice and she could barely speak. When her hands touched the stone, miracles began to show up in her life. I have your stone in my hands right now. And miracles are connected to your stones. I want you to listen to this testimony. I don't have a lot of time and I can't share a whole lot. I want you to listen to Sister Angela's testimony. And I want you to click on the link and release your miracle seed. I have a very limited amount of stones left. I have a prophetic word, special prayers that I must get into your hands, and a special oil that you're going to use to anoint your stone with, like Jacob did. This is your hour. The victory belongs to you. The victory is already yours. It surely belongs to you. Listen to Sister Angela's testimony.
My name is Angela Whitfield, and back in October, I had went to sleep and took a nap, and when I woke up, I was stuttering, and my speech was slurred. I couldn't even say Jesus.
Amen, God, Jesus.
And I had been going through that since October. And when I first came to the church, I was telling the bishop. And the bishop told me, within 31 days,
yes, Bishop,
you shall be speaking.
Jesus, my God.
So on last Sunday, he gave us those stones.
Yes.
And Monday, I got the stone out. And I told my children, I say, don't let me forget where I put this at. And so I was holding the stone, and I was talking to my children. And my daughter said, Mama, do you hear yourself? And I was like, what? She said, you're talking. And I said, oh, I am talking.
Jesus.
And I've been talking ever since.
Jesus.
And you know, I never thought that it would come through a stone. Not giving the stone praises, because I know it was God.
Yes.
God worked through the bishop.
Yes.
And he turned that thing around.
Yes.
I see the devil wanted me to be quiet.
All right.
Jesus.
I could sing and I stuttered. I could whisper and not stutter. But I said the devil would not shut me up.
That's right.
I was going to say, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Ever how long it took.
Yes.
I was going to say it.
Yes.
And I was determined.
Jesus.
And God worked it out for me.
Jesus, my God.
I am a living witness.
Yes.
And I am a testimony.
Yes.
That God will see you through, and he will heal you. He's done it too many times for me.
Jesus.
And when it looked like he ain't gonna heal you, that's when he steps in.
Yes.
I tell you, I thank God for leading me to this church.
Yes.
Jesus. Because God has been doing things for me and my children.
My God.
On that same day, God made a way. for my daughter to go and buy her a new car.
Jesus.
She paid cash money for
my God,
new car.
Jesus. Yes.
I didn't have to give her no money.
Jesus.
She got that new car with no payment.
All right.
And it was God.
Yes, it was.
I tell you, when I come here.
Jesus.
And I leave.
My
I
God.
Feel so refreshed.
Yes, yes.
I don't feel burdened down.
Thank you, Jesus.
Or tired.
Yes,
it's
Lord.
Just a joy.
Yes, yes.
And
my
ever
God.
Since I've been coming.
Jesus.
Me and my children have been getting blessed.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I don't put trust in man because God is my source.
That's right. That's right.
And when you look at me, I'll tell it everywhere I go.
Yes, yes.
That Jesus.
Jesus.
Will fix it.
Hey.
No matter what you do.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
There were times.
Jesus.
That the devil thought that he was going to take me out.
Jesus.
But God.
But God.
Turn it around.
Yay, Jesus.
And I thank God. So when you see me praising him like I do.
Jesus.
You don't know what I've been through.
All right now.
So I'm going to praise him.
Yes.
And I'll tell it.
Yes.
And I want you to be encouraged.
Jesus.
Let you know, no matter what you're going through.
Yes.
God will see you through.
Yes, he will.
And at the time,
Jesus,
I couldn't even say Jesus.
My God.
So we take those things for granted.
That's right. That's right.
But when you get in that situation,
my God,
you realize you should get up every day or every minute and say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
If it ain't nothing but Jesus.
Hey, Angelobo Shanda.
Because you never know what the next minute is
going
to bring.
Jesus.
And I just thank the Lord.
Thank you.
And I thank him for this church.
Thank you.
And the
Jesus.
Bishop.
Yes.
And I pray that y'all continue to pray for me and my family.
Yes. I want to ask you a question. Now, that stone was a point of contact.
Yes.
It was a point of contact.
Yes.
And you was holding the stone when you started speaking normally again.
Yes.
So would you tell the people get their stones?
I told them the story. The bishop had gave me some oil at first.
Yes, yes.
I'm looking for the oil.
Uh-huh.
And not knowing that it's going to come through the stone.
Jesus. Jesus. My God, looking for the oil, but it, and what did your stone have on it?
Forever.
Yeah.
Hey, Jesus.
He said to me when he gave me that stone, that God said he would be with me forever.
Yeah.
No matter what I've been through, no matter what I go through, that he's going to be with me forever.
Forever.
And God has never left me.
Yeah.
Hey,
no
Jesus.
Matter what it seems like.
Jesus.
God has always came through. Jesus is my source of everything.
Yes.
Don't have to worry about what I'm going to eat.
My God.
I say Jesus.
Jesus.
You know what I have needed.
Hey, my God. My
he
God.
He show up.
Oh, wow. Jesus. Jesus.
So, the things that the bishop or people do may seem strange, but it's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
We may not understand it, but you'll get it. God will turn it around for you.
Yes. My
and
God.
And I just thank God.
My God.
Thank God.
Thank you, Jesus.
That he led me to come on my own free will.
Yes, yes.
Didn't nobody have to pull me or beg me.
Jesus.
I came on my own will.
On your own.
And you don't have to hoop and holler.
That's right.
To get your blessing.
That's right. That's right.
So just don't take all it. That.
Just receive it. It sure don't.
So I just thank God.
Yeah.
For working miracles in my life.
In your life.
What a powerful, powerful testimony. Beloved, what are you waiting for? Your stone is connected to your miracles, your breakthroughs, your healing, your success. Your stone will save the life of a loved one. Your stone will create miracles in your life. The stone that I must send you will produce blessings. You'll dream more. You'll see more. You'll have more. As you get this stone, you're going to make a covenantal vow between you and God. Beloved, the victory belongs to you. You'll slay and destroy every Goliath. If there is an Esau that is pursuing you and trying to steal your blessings, your stone will make peace with your enemies. Victory belongs to you, and the victory is yours, because God is a provider. You'll have safety. You'll have protection. You'll have uncommon favor, and the grace of God will rest upon you. This is a stone that you must keep with you on a regular basis. Keep it beside your bed, in your prayer room, in the place that you seek the Most High. You are making a covenant between you and God, like Jacob did. It will bless you. Now click on the link and get your miracle seed in the ground. God bless you, beloved.